So we started Reish Ayin Hey yesterday, and we went through around half of it, but we didn't do this big Bir Halacha. So we laid down the bottom line. The official halacha is that you're not allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos. You might or do anything that requires what we call Iyun, that you have to look at it carefully. We're afraid you're going to tilt the candle so that the oil goes closer to the wick to burn more nicely. So then we had a discussion about wax candles. The Shulchan Aruch does not like wax candles. The Mishnah says that's not our wax candles, but our wax candles that burn nicely, those you don't have to worry about. That's what the Mishnah says in terms of our wax candles. That was at the end of Sif Aleph, at the end of Mishnah Sif Katan Dalet. So the whole siman is not exactly super relevant nowadays where we have electricity, but we're learning. Okay. So the second Bir Halacha, Dibar Maska, Lo'or Haner. Okay, so electricity didn't reach Rodin, it seems, as of 100 years ago. I was in Rodin. Okay, I don't know, this is a little bit of a different Bir Halacha, Dibar Maska, Lo'or Haner. I think there is, I don't remember. Okay, Ayin Mishmeres Sifkat Bir Halacha Lo Haner. We're not going to do the whole thing. We're going to jump around. Ayin B'Magen Avraham Sifkat and Gimel Ini Ner Shel Shava. Vine Kayom Ein Haminig B'Medino Senu Badlokas Ner Shava Rak Badlokas Neros Mamish. She says they in Rodin back in the day, they did not light wax candles. They had Neros Mamish, a Koran lamp, which was oil.
For kerosene.
Umeolam Tomati, he says, I never understood. Why are people lenient and makil to read by the light of these lamps on Shabbos? During the week we tilt them, so on Shabbos there should be the same gzera. We know it's a gzera, so what's the heter to do it? And now the Bir Halacha is going to try to figure out what that is. Umitzchila chashati de'efshet de'somchen atzal shitas ra'avon hamuva b'magid avon de'meikah b'neshachelet b'shem d'mois. If the oil is something you didn't want to get your hands full of, I don't know, I don't find Shem and Zayit to be lovely on the hands. But if it's kerosene, it's something that you don't want, chelet, you don't want to get the oil on your hands, so then there's no fear you're going to come to tilt it. Now that's one opinion that we've shown, and that's the ra'avon brought down in the Magid Avraham. Okay, then he has a whole discussion about that. Skip down like 10, 15 lines. This is v'shamati anshei ma'aseh shekosin al chatichat niyar ba'otiyot gedolot Shabbos hayom va'asel hadlik. So there's another way to remind yourself. So we already learned yesterday, you can have your friend remind you not, if you tell your friend who's nearby, just keep an eye on me and make sure I don't tilt the candle, that's going to be good. If he's an Odom Choshev, a type of person that would never tilt the candle because it's beneath his dignity even during the week, so then that would also be okay. So here's another, a possible Eitzah. Take a piece of paper and write on it, Shabbos. Don't tilt, and stick it to the lamp. Stick it to the candle. So he says, Shemat and Shemait, and that's what they do. Kosin achatichat niyar beotzios. Those big letters, Shabbat hayom, asur lahadlik. Umidabkimi beod yom haniyar b'makom ha-shreifel. And they stick it to the shreifel. The shreifel is the thing that adjusts the candle. And he says that's something that he thinks that you could rely on. Now he explains why. Chada, first of all, the das marshal the skur b'mafteach mutter. Even if it's enclosed in glass, it's still aser. But if there's a key there, there are those who are makom. Vuadin, this is not a key, but it's tied up with a strange kind of knot. Kamosh shekasa machzor shekel. V'im kein b'nidon didan shekashur haniyar al haner b'makom ha'atoya. So the place where you would be tilting the ner, there's a piece of paper over there telling you don't do it. So it's not worse than all these other methods of making sure you don't tilt it. Gam came in Shabbat Chol Roa the Eino Isser Badlaka B'Shabbos. So we said you're allowed to learn. I don't know if we said this yet. Actually, we didn't do it yet. We're going to do it today, I hope. Where you're allowed to read Perek Bameh Madlikin, the light of the candle. Because Perek Bameh Madlikin tells you about what you are and are not allowed to light, and how you're not allowed to tilt candles, and therefore, if that's what you're learning, we're not afraid you're going to do it. So once I have a piece of paper there that says, Shabbos, no tilting, no lighting, so it's as if I'm in front of Perek Bameh Madlikin the entire time, and we're not afraid that you're going to come and tilt. He's putting together a bunch of different reasons why he likes this system of putting this piece of paper. This was question last week on the dish test. The Ode, Dami the Mishim Vakish Mechaber Shaskirano. It's similar to having your friend keep an eye on you and remind you not to tilt the candle. Okay. Then he goes and brings down Amnam Acher Kasi calls it after I wrote this Matzasi B'Sefer Misgeres HaShulchan. There's another Sefer called Misgeres HaShulchan who was more lenient than he is. He doesn't love it. And then at the end, he comes back. This is the last, very last line. He says, "Kol ze kasav nimiyav shel bin ofen acher lechadchila beveisa tov v'nachon sheyasa ofen hetter lekulei alma kamo sheyatznu mitchila barosh dvarino." So he likes this system where you put the piece of paper on there. Again, nowadays it's not terribly relevant. Okay, so we did Aleph through Hey. Now let's look at Sif Vav. Reish Ein Hey Sif Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Got it? Tinoko Shabbos Rabban. School children. Kor and Lor and Er, they're allowed to read by the light of a candle on Shabbos. Mitnei She'emas Rabban Aleim. Because they sit in fear of the Rebbe, and they would never come to do anything without permission from the Rebbe, and they're certainly not going to come to tilt the candle. That's what Mishabur says Sif Katan says about. They had different kind of school children in those days. She'ain poshtin yad l'shum davar. I feel b'chol. They wouldn't do anything. They don't sneeze without permission from the Rebbe. El api rabban. And therefore, lo asi latzli. They're not going to come to tell the candle. Umash and mislim asa shachanach shasavah kat rashba. Da filu ein rabban iman shari. Even if the Rebbe's not there. Maybe the Rebbe's going to come in. The kosho misyarin shiavu rabban v'lo yatum. Maybe the Rebbe's going to come. And therefore, there's fear of the Rebbe, even if the Rebbe's not there. And he says, no, only if the Rebbe is there. That's a machlokes. The Rebbe has to be there, or the Rebbe just has a possibility of showing up, like the Mashgiach. Sif Zayin, Motu Likros B'meh Madlikin, or an area, you're allowed to read B'meh Madlikin. Issa Shabbos, Ve'ech Yishkach, you're busy learning about the Issa of lighting candles on what you are and are not allowed to light before Shabbos, so you don't come to tilt and play with the candles, so how can you forget? Mishabura points out, Mashma Davka Bamer Madlikin, Shisham Niski Inyan Isad Laka, Ve'ech Yishkach V'yadlik, about Shar Hilchos Shabbos Lo. So you can learn Simin Reisha and Hey by the light of the candle on Shabbos, but you can't learn Shein Techetz, you can't learn about Bishop of Shabbos, you can't learn about other things. Only this specific topic. Ches. Nogin Likros Belel Yom Kippur B'machzorim. On Leil Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur is like Shabbos, not like Yom Tov. If you're not allowed to transfer fire, so it's hard to read. So how are you allowed to read the Machzor? So you're allowed to read the Machzor L'or HaNer M'nishim As Yom HaKippurim Aleihem, because everyone's in a certain frame of mind on Yom Kippur, and we're not afraid that you're going to come to tilt the candle on Yom Kippur. Test. Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. So on Yom Tov, you're allowed to tilt the candle, because you're allowed to transfer fire. But when Leil Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so Mutu Likros Haggadah B'Sefer, you're allowed to read the Haggadah. Mishum Dehave Ke'ein Rosh Prakim. We didn't get the Rosh Prakim yet. No, it's the next sif. Okay. So you're not allowed to use a candle to do something that requires Ian, looking very carefully at what you're doing. But let's say you know something by heart. If you know something by heart and you just occasionally look at it to remind yourself, so that's going to be okay. So that is the Haggadah for most people. So he says, if Leil Pesach Chalios B'Shabbos, so Mutu Likros Haggadah B'Sefer, you're allowed to read the Haggadah by the light of the candle. B'Shuvitavi Ke'ein Rosh Prakim, because like Rosh Prakim. Meaning you're not looking at it to mamish read every word. You're just glancing at it to remind yourself like what you're up to, and you basically know it by heart. There is no Ama'aretz that doesn't know the Haggadah by heart. But what if there are people who don't know the Haggadah by heart? So Mishmeres of Katan Yizayin, and if Imamish doesn't know it by heart, so then it's not so simple. So he should either ask someone to keep an eye on him to make sure he doesn't tilt the candle. Then he wants to say, even if let's say he doesn't have that option, he wants to say, which I don't fully understand, Efshe Gamkin Diyesh Lahakil, the end of Mishmeres of Katan Yizayin, Shalavata Mitzvah Haggadah Shehu Minat Torah Afilu Inlo Rakner Shal Shemin. Saying the Haggadah is a mitzvah, we got to the Vinchas Mitzvah Daraisa Leil Pesach. So he's saying, maybe we should push away this Issa Darabanan so that he can be Mekayim, the Mitzvah Daraisa of Haggadah. Now, there are many examples of mitzvahs Minat Torah that are pushed away because of an Issa Darabanan. And the whole Haggadah is not a Mitzvah Daraisa, meaning maybe it's a mitzvah all night, but. But you need to be Mekayim the Daraisa, you know, maybe Pesach Matzah Mar, it's only very, very little compared to all those words that are written in the Haggadah. So, along the same lines, people who daven every day for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, and you know most of the davening basically by heart also, so it's the same idea. You can do it lower on air. We're not afraid he's going to tilt because he basically knows it by heart, if that's the case. When it comes to learning, oh, he says over here, this is nice. This is relevant to the Thursday night seam. He says, oh, we didn't get to it. Okay, look at Sif Yud. Harav yachol erot la'or aner meichan yikra tinoko sasad derosh yaparashas the Rebbe. The Rebbe knows his stuff cold, and he just has to look very, you know, quickly to show the kids what we're up to. But the rest he really knows by heart. So he's allowed to do that la'or aner to see where the kids are up to and the sad derosh yaparashas b'fiv b'sefer. Because most of it he really knows by heart. He's just glancing at it to see what they're up to, show the kids what they're up to. He says, he really knows it by heart. He just needs to look in every now and then to remind himself. Shari. Then it's going to be mutter. He just needs to look in a little bit. He doesn't need so much candlelight. It's just the fact that he's not reading. It's a hecker. It's recognizable that it's Shabbos. He's not at a tilt. He's just doing it a little bit. And then the Bi'ar Lacha says, Kol She'odeya, he says, Pasha, Du'a Dinim Yudei, is a Sugyo Masecha Ki Agavna. If you know your Gemara, like you know your Ashrei, so then you also could learn by the light of the candle your Gemara, because you know it by heart, you're just looking in. Okay, we should all be like that. Okay. Sif Yir Aleph. Kelim Adomin Zeh Lazeh. You have dishes or clothing that's very similar, and you need to look carefully to tell the difference between the two. So that also lebatkan or haner, that you cannot do leor haner because you need to look carefully to tell the difference between these two different articles of clothing. You have that black suit and the blue suit, the navy suit. They look the same. He said, "Afil, this is a little hard for us to understand." Bismanenu, afil havchim bein begad of the big day ishta. We can't tell the difference between his clothes and his wife's clothes. You need to look very carefully. You know, that's not. We don't have that nowadays. I don't think. Imeim domim also livdom. So even something like that, things that are very similar, and you have to look carefully. You're not allowed to do lower and air because you're afraid you're going to come to tilt the net.
Could be like sidim.
Okay. Yud Beis. Okay, so the Gemara has a chilik between, you have a shamish. He's a servant. He's like your, helper, a servant. So there's someone who's kavua. That's his permanent job. That's what he does consistently. And he kind of knows the house and he knows the stuff. And then there's someone who's like the sub. He's ain't a kavua, and he doesn't know the stuff so well. So someone who knows the stuff, he knows the dishes, he knows the plates, he knows everything. So he doesn't need to look so carefully. So there's more room for leniency. The one who's new at the job, so he needs to look at everything very carefully, and it's going to be more problematic. Huh. Okay, you have it. So Shamish Sheino Kavua. He's not a permanent, he's not a regular. He's not allowed to look and check the dishes and the cups and the plates by the light of the candle. Because he doesn't really know it well. And we're phrasing the tilde. Bein b'ner shemen zayit, bein b'ner shel neft. Whether he's using shemen, the candle is made out of shemen zayit, or the candle is filled with neft. What's neft? Perish. Min zefes. Lavan, although they take out the word lavan, the Berlacha takes out the word lavan, it's a mistake. Virechara has a very bad smell, it's like, I don't know, petroleum or something. Sheoro Rav, it gives off a lot of light. Okay, so he's not allowed to use either one of these candles, even something that gives a lot of light, because he's new at the job, he still needs a lot of light, and we're still afraid he's going to come to tilt. To check out, you know, the what kind of cups they are. The lady Ezeman, Lanichan al Shulchan, what, how to set the table, what should he put on the table? The Shamish Eno Kavu Eno Makiram, the Tsarchalazainarba, he needs to look very carefully. And therefore, Alkain, Chayshin, and Shemayat, the referee is going to come to tilt the candle. Okay, so that's one Mahalach in Rishonim. The other Mahalach now, the Mishnah Berurah says, is he's looking to see if they're clean. You don't want to set the table with dirty dishes and dirty cups. Varan kasev shabadiki lirosim heim nikiim, to see if they're clean. So then what's the difference? If he's new at the job or old at the job, he should be able to tell if it's clean or dirty. So the Mishnah says, no. Someone who's a regular still has easier for him to tell what's clean and what's dirty. He knows what the cups are supposed to look like, and we're less concerned that he's going to tilt the candle. V'shamish kevav deishu baki b'hem mikvar, he knows his stuff. Yodei ezekli inu naki kolkach. So it's easier for him to tell what's clean, and we're less afraid that he's going to come to tilt. Okay, the Ramah is mekil. I go v'yesh matirim b'shal neft, afil b'shamish she'eno kavua. If it's neft, it gives off a lot of light. So then we're not afraid he's going to tilt, and even a shamish who's not a regular, he will be allowed to check the cups and the plates by this candlelight. Mishabasiv Katan Khabez. Tamam Dila Toyalo Khashin Fish or Rav Lo Tsarchus. He doesn't need it, it gives off a lot of light. Now there's another Nikudi here, is maybe someone will come to take some of the oil out of the kli and use it, and that's a Torah prohibition of extinguishing, even though it's hard to understand why, but that's what the Gemara says. That's a machlokes. We showed him why. We're not going to get into that right now. But you're not allowed to take out, while the candle's lit, some of the oil from the bottom. So when it comes to shemen zayit, that's more of a concern. It's something that you might use. You might want to fry your latkes by petroleum. You're not going to take that out. It's not something that you want to play with. And we're not afraid of that. So the Mishnah continues. L'shema yistapeg lo chashim shum demoyz. So this petroleum stuff is disgusting. We're not afraid. So now he's kind of like throwing in a new idea. Until now we're talking about tilting, and now we're talking about taking out the shemen. So we already learned once, we're only afraid you're going to take out the shemen when it's in a different kli. When it's in the same kli, everyone knows you're not going to take out the shemen. So I have to look into that and get back to you.
What would it mean to be in a different
kli? Where the oil is here, and the oil, you put a wick in the second kli, or no, it's dripping. What was the case that we had? That was the Mishnayis about Mem Aligan. We had one where it's dripping. You have a thing on top and it's dripping in. So there you don't really view it as being the same kli. If it's in the same kli, we said that it's everyone knows to stay away. It's a candle. When it's in a different kli and it's dripping in, so that you don't consider to be part of the candle. So I don't know how that would be relevant over here. Here, look how it's in the same kli. And
for sure it would be extinguishing.
Well, the candle still...
It's burning, it's shortening the life of the candle.
It's shortening the... Yeah, okay, so that's a discussion. Uh-huh. Right, because that would not seem to be a Torah prohibition. If that, okay, there's a machlokes we've shown him what's going on over there. Because what you're talking about might be more of a grama. It's not extinguishing it right now.
No.
Just because it goes out in 3 hours instead of 5 hours. So, okay, it's complicated. I don't want to go over there right now. Okay. Aval Shamish kavua. So if he's a shamish kavua, mutar to live dogla or haner, then he is allowed to use the orner for these kosos because he can do it very quickly and he doesn't need to look very carefully. He kind of knows his stuff, and it's easy for him to tell either what's clean or what's dirty, what should be on the table, what shouldn't be on the table, and tell the difference between the different kelim. So shamish kavua mutar to live dogla or haner kosos. They she'ein otzarech iyun arbe. He doesn't need to look so carefully. And if the ner is of Shem and Zayit, so ain morin lo livdog, abishumotu gzera shema yestapik mimena. Okay, so here we have an interesting type of halacha. If it's made out of Shem and Zayit, so ain morin lo livdog. We don't nechatchila tell him he should do that. Avabishumotu, even though it's really mutter. Meaning, if he's going to come ask us, we don't say, yeah, it's mutter. But if he does it on his own, we don't stop him and tell him he's doing something wrong. What's the issue of here? So it's the same thing. Again, how that fits in with the other thing we learned, I have to look into that. So maybe he's going to take out some of the Shem and Zayid. Shiny hacha daideshu miskarei v'ner biyotze livdok chayshin antfei. Yeah, Dershu brings in what we learned back in Reish Samachay. Okay, so you're allowed to light with such a candle, and whenever you're going to take out. But once you're going very close to the candle and you're inspecting something, so then we're not only afraid you might come to tilt it, once you're getting so close, we're also afraid you're going to take out some of the Shem and Zayit and use it to fry your latkes. Levivot. I know. Okay, so we have two problems with getting very close to the net. One is you're afraid you're going to tilt it. Now, this is what I'm saying. You're allowed to light the candle, but not afraid you're going to be this topic. Okay. So when it comes to Shem and Zayit, we don't tell Mechachila to do it, but David, it's okay. Why don't we want him to do it? Because we're afraid he's going to take out some of that Shemen. And why we were not afraid of this back when we learned this in Reish Samech. Hey? Because over there, you lit it and it stayed over there. But once you're getting so close to it, we're afraid you're going to say, well, look at that Shem and Zayit. I'm in the mood for latkes. And you're going to take out some of that Shem and Zayit on Shabbos, and that's an Issa D'oraisa. Hagah. Nogu lechasos haketanim should arum ibnei neiros neishum bizui mitzvah v'chein kasav harokach. One should not have kids running around in front of the Shabbos candles without any clothes on, and one should not change diapers in front of the Shabbos candles. It's a bizui mitzvah. It's a disgrace to the mitzvah. So here they bring down from Nissan Karelitz. What he could do is, you know, put himself between the candles and the baby if need be, even though the light spreads all over the room, but if he's, as long as it's not directly in front of the candles, that would be okay. This gets into a whole other thing, you know, svarim and everything else, which is more complicated. This usually the Shabbos candles are in the dining room, and usually you don't change babies in the dining room, so it's not, this specific halacha doesn't come up so much. But if we say the same thing about Sfarim, which we might, I don't know, I'm just not sure, so then that's much more problematic, because a lot of times there's Sfarim all over the place, unless changing the baby in the bathroom. Most people don't change the baby in the bathroom.